Kian was a child, a young boy trying to find his way in life. He's now lost his life, and his family have lost their loved son and brother. The words of Chief Superintendent Christy Mangan yesterday as he addressed media at Drogheda Garda Station. 17-year-old Kian Mulready Woods was murdered and his remains dismembered before being left at a number of locations in Dublin. Gardaí believe it was part of an ongoing feud between two criminal gangs in Drogheda. We can hear now part of last night's news conference, including questions from our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Kian is a 17-year-old juvenile. He disappeared on Sunday, the 12th of January, and parts of his remains have now been discovered. This is a brutal, savage attack on a child, and it's completely unacceptable in any normal democratic society. The level of violence is shocking, and the investigation into the murder of Kian is being coordinated from Drogheda Garda Station. It is important to remember that Kian was a child, a young boy trying to find his life, his way in life. He has now lost his life, and his family have lost their loved son and brother.
Would you have any idea as to why somebody would do this to a child?
We have a number of lines of inquiry that we're investigating. We haven't come down on one definitive line, but as I said, it is an absolutely horrific murder of a child.
This is an extreme escalation in the violence associated with the feud in gangs in Drogheda, which you've been dealing with now for over 2 years.
It's certainly an escalation of violence, but unfortunately we have been dealing with an unacceptable level of violence in Drogheda and surrounding areas, but we've had a considerable number of arrests, seizures of drugs, firearms in relation to the two sides who are involved in the criminal dispute. Unfortunately, the persons involved are intent on inflicting maximum damage on each other at this point. There have been no arrests.
Why do you think a murder in Drogheda would result in the dissemination or the discovery of human limbs in two different places in Dublin?
We don't know at this point. It's something that we are investigating since the we've obviously been carrying out a number of inquiries in relation to Kian's disappearance, the subsequent finding of the remains, and it's definitely an area that we're examining to endeavour to discover why would Kian be murdered and why would his remains be brought to Dublin.
Do you need more resources to compensate? I mean, obviously you're putting a lot of resources into this investigation, so is there a danger that other policing could suffer, and do you need resources to cover for that policing?
Well, today I've had a considerable increase in the national resources at my disposal. It's certainly something that I will be looking at over the next number of days in relation to the general policing in the Louth area. My appeal to the public is to please work with us. You know, we are there to protect the public. We're there to serve the public. But there are a number of interested groups who are basically interested in controlling certain parts of society through cocaine, through their, you know, they want to finance their own lifestyles through drugs and intimidation. We're not going to allow that to happen. We're there to protect the people in Drogheda, to protect the people in society, and we certainly will do so in a very robust fashion, I can tell you that.
That's Garda Chief Superintendent Christy Mangan addressing a news conference at Drogheda Garda Station last night. We'll have more on the story later in the programme.